All right, folks, welcome to NinosCorner.tv. I'm going to take a stroll through some of P. Diddy's cringiest moments, some of his cringiest moments. And you tell me if the signs haven't always been there, folks. So I put together a collage that's on my Rumble channel, but I'm going to share with you right now. Let's take a look at some of his cringiest moments. And you tell me if the signs haven't always been there with P. Diddy and his buddies.
Coming to a city near you. Guess who's up first? New York, New York, it's up to you. New York, New York, New York, the frequency is coming.
Well, we always knew he couldn't sing. I guess that's why he rips off songs from the 80s, right, folks?
Oh, man. I love promo too. I love getting out there and seeing the people, you know, feeling the vibration, getting out of my bubble and really. But I'm still on my superstar shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely feeling like a superstar. Love yourself.
I love you, man. Bye. I got my MTV out.
Savage! I'm a savage! Oh! I'm a savage! Whatever I want, I'm going to get! Whatever I want, I have to get! Whatever I want, I have to get! What's...
But can you go to jail?
Next, give me something else. What can't you do? I can do it. I can do anything.
Yeah, I got passed to him. You know what I'm saying? I was the number one stunner. I'm an OG now.
That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and... I mean, damn.
I don't know, folks. I mean, I hang out with a lot of guys, man. You know, I consider myself an alpha type male, and all my friends are as well. And we do not hang on each other like this. I mean, unless we're completely, completely drunk. But the kissing and the touching, a little bit out of control, folks.
And pause, but like, I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before Paws was invented, you know what I'm saying, but it's my brother for real, his older brother, we used to fight we used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me, and now he's one of the richest stars in the world, and I'm like,
what?
And now you see Kevin Hart playing it off like, yo, what is he talking about? But, you know, Kevin, I don't know. To get those big roles, I don't think you just hang out with these guys, if you know what I'm saying.
What the fuck did Puff just say?
How you been, man? I've been seeing you so long.
How much did we drink?
All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Let's go. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Hey.
Notorious B.I.G., folks. Legend in my mind. At least I thought he was. And watching P. Diddy's behavior, it kind of makes you reflect back on and think to yourself, gee, what was Notorious B.I.G. really doing? What was that big boy really doing associating with these guys?
Hey, yeah.
Straight up, there's a lot of going on in the entertainment industry, the music industry. Everybody's getting caught up into something. I'm cured now, though. Everybody, I'm cured. Everything's good. You know, y'all can have me over for dinner. Everything is good.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
I mean, I'm 50.
So now we're gonna see the cringeworthy moments of Justin Bieber and P. Diddy. And you got to wonder, you know, folks, where is Justin Bieber's parents? How could they let him associate with people like P. Diddy? I mean, this is just blows my mind. I mean, I don't even know any parents myself that would ever let their kid be around these type of individuals.
I think you could ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit. Not yet.
16. Slow down. No, slow down, Justin. Okay. Slow down, okay?
One step at a time.
But, yeah, the keys is yours when you, you know, when you get 16. You're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Again.
Notice that it says, what's the catch? Because notice he keeps licking his lips, folks.
When you get 18, you get the house. And where would you like to go?
I mean, wherever you want to go. Where are we going?
We just... So check this out, yo. Justin, he's in, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose. Been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know, he did his first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me, so,
Oh, that's gnarly, folks. That is gnarly. That's a subconscious thing right there. And you got to think to yourself, is Bieber kind of like the kid, the little white boy they pass around among groups? I know Floyd Mayweather also had him in his training camp, and he came out with one of Floyd Mayweather's fights. I mean, folks, it makes you wonder what's really going on here. Are they passing him around?
Full, buck full crazy. What you want to do? What you want to do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's just go get some girls. Let's go
meet
some girls.
Good.
I'm good. How are you?
All right, young brother. Everything's good.
Now, this is later. I guess they meet up later. Obviously, Bieber hasn't been around him for, I don't know, months or maybe a year, maybe a couple years. But you can see that P. Diddy's really bothered by this.
Everything starting to act different, huh? You ain't been calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out.
Well, I mean, you try to get in contact with me, you know, through all my, you know, partners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really got my number, so.
Right. Okay.
My number?
Yeah. You know when an alpha dog meets a beta dog and the beta dog bows down to him and acts very submissive? That's what I'm seeing right here. P. Diddy is showing his authority over a beta dog, and the dog is bowing down to the alpha dog and kind of just knowing his place in the hierarchy. And then Bieber says, I love you. That's, you know, folks, look at the body language and then Bieber walking away saying, love you. It's almost kind of like a Stockholm syndrome, right?
Would you ever send your kid to puffy camp?
Hell no.
Tell you folks, even if I was hanging out with PD, I could fight. I'm a big guy. I would be nervous. I would actually be very nervous. Any straight guy would be nervous hanging out with this guy. And as you can tell, these guys, not the least bit concerned and not the least bit nervous. You call me a god. You call me a god. I'm about to go off like a weapon. Fuel to the top, got a filled up engine. In my thoughts, obsession. I will not stop, no, I'm never second guessing. I got a God complex. Haters love to hate, but I never feel pressed. Got a lot on my plate, but I never get stressed. I'll take all the pressure like I'm acing this test. Oh.
Get this clear. Good. Good.
Good. Good. We out here.
Yeah, man. Hello. Hello.
Get
this clear.
When you were dating J-Lo.
Now, before this is Jimmy Kimmel, obviously, folks, we all know his story, right? So, you know, they do each other favors here, and he's having P. Diddy on his show. Who knows? And I'm not going to really throw Kimmel under the bus in this segment, but we all kind of know about old Jimmy boy here anyway.
Will Smith and Jada tried to pick her up on a threesome and you were going to beat up Will Smith. Is that true?
Well, this show has gotten crazier since the last time I went.
That's no, not true.
You really heard that? Nah. What?
Yeah, I watched it on the internet. Yeah. You're telling me I can't believe everything I read?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Jimmy, I thought we was friends. Where did this interview just go?
What you gonna do for him, Jay?
It's 2020, y'all.
Yeah.
And it's different than when it was 2016. As you know, the game has been elevated. As we can tell, there's no expense being spared.
Now, right here, pay close attention, folks, because right here is kind of code. It's kind of code they use in the party scene. He said he parties. In other words, to me, folks, that means I'm willing to do anything, including selling my soul for fame. That's kind of like the code right there. I'll do anything to be famous. I'll do absolutely anything to be famous. Oh, so do you party? Oh, yes, I party, P. Diddy.
P. Diddy be wanting to party. And you gotta tell him no. Tell him no.
Goddamn way, this motherfucking natural. I don't need to be.
Tell me that right there, folks. That tells me everything right here.
Ashamed of what the fuck.
That's a motherfucking natural.
That's a motherfucking natural. You know what I'm saying?
Boom. Tried to give Bono a kiss. Bono pulls back, folks. Bono ain't playing that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friend. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
This is a special birthday for both of us.
Yeah.
This is a special birthday for both of us.
Yeah.
What's your other last name?
Eva Baroni.
Eva Baroni Combs? Yes, it's breaking news. Diddy adopted a white child.
So to me, folks, this is kind of like, to me, with Eva Combs, adopted a white child. That's kind of like, to me, maybe, and I'm just saying, it's just a theory here. Is this kind of like sex trafficking? I mean, is this what they do? They pass around maybe white children and act like they have ownership of them. It seems like a common theme here amongst these guys.
Four of us.
I always come over.
Yes. And it's Ava Brioni Combs. Come on.
I mean, do these parents let these, powerhouses like P. Diddy have their children in order to get the fame they want so that their child will be famous? Do they lend their kids to them? I'm just asking a question. because we saw it with Justin Bieber. Now we see it with Ava. And I'm looking at this thinking to myself, I wonder if they let their children go with these individuals, knowing damn well what's going to happen. And they do it anyway because they want the power and they want the fame. So is it kind of like legal trafficking? I mean, the parents' consent. I don't understand this. This is, I mean, I think we need to look further into this, folks, but it's pretty damn cringe.
I need your help. I can't do it alone. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going crazy. And God, I beg you, I beg you, I beg you. But I'm fighting this fight. And to other people, it's an impossible. It's not impossible. It's going to happen.
All right, folks, you know what to do. Share the video. Put a comment down below. Let me know what you think. I tried to put together some of the most cringeworthy moments. Actually, my assistant, Brittany, who does all my editing, did that for me. So I think she did a great job. Give her a thumbs up and leave a comment down below. What's your thoughts? I think that's some good evidence right there. I think that's good cringeworthy moments to make us all go, I think we see what's going on now. I think we see what's going on within the industry. All right, folks, leave a comment down below and let me know. Later.